That story relates to our scripture that we read this morning. When you look at our scripture in verse 14, it says, "You are the light of the world," talking to the disciples. So what is light? What does it do? The primary function of light is not to be seen, but to let things be seen as they are. The main overtone in chapter 5, 13 is even stronger here, since light to the nations and city on a hill in Isaiah were both used with reference to Israel's missions to the nations. Matthew believes that Israel has failed to carry out this mission of the people, and God, the church of Jews and Gentiles, is now charged with this task. This function is a warning to the disciples not to fail their mission. The salt and light sayings picture a mission as natural to discipleship, as saltiness is essential to salt and shining is to light. For salt, being salty is not optional. With these three metaphors of salt, light, and city, Jesus smacks religion that is purely personal and private. The sermon is not heard only by the disciples, but also by the crowds. So the church is not a mysterious community of schemes. The community that lives by the power of continuous prayer in the inner room is not a secret society shielding itself from the world, but is a city set on a hill whose genuine life cannot be hidden away. Matthew has rephrased the question, emphasizing the contrast between lighting a lamp and extinguishing it by placing it under a bowl. Disciples are called to active mission of letting their light shine to all, but they do not show this light any more than salt shows its saltiness. The metaphors picture the church as having been lit, receivers of a light from which God is the source. They have been lit for the world, not for their own sakes. Here, the community of disciples is light for the dark world, as Jesus is in chapter 4, verse 16. The people who sat in the darkness have seen a great light, and for those who sat in the region in shadow of death, light was dawned. So we need to be the light in this day, as Jesus was then. And Jesus doesn't point the glory to himself, but to glorify God, and only God. Disciples' mission is not to shine on themselves, but to shine and let God be seen for whom God really is. Now, you're probably asking, what in the world does all this have to do with me and snow? Letting someone's light shine before others so that they may see your good works is repeated over and over again in Matthew. These statements should not be seized upon as examples of disagreements in the Bible, neither should they be based on expectations. In other words, your light won't shine for others by living a normal everyday life. You have to make it happen and make the difference. Here are some similar sayings. "He who hesitates is lost." And my favorite, "Damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead." The gospel is not intended as a rule for life, but to inspire imagination and personal responsibility. The jagged edges of Jesus' sayings should not be too quickly rounded off to make them consistent with certain violence that is lost if it is tame. Again, Matthew can continue to be a practical instruction on how to come to terms with it in these realities of everyday life. He doesn't do this by writing an essay, but by modeling his lifestyle, a lifestyle that is different from everyone else's normal lifestyle, to stand out and be the light and show God's work and give him glory. See, in the story I told you earlier, those people didn't know how they're supposed to be mad or frustrated. It had never snowed there before. It was new and fresh and exciting. And just for a few minutes, it changed their behavior and perspective on life. It brought them joy and fun. I'm thinking about you in the pews and at home or in your car listening to the radio right now. You also have the power to bring joy, fun, and life into the ordinary world of others. Why don't you make it snow for someone today? Amen.